Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Yud Beis. We left off yesterday about 8 lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We were right in the middle of discussing the Shitas Beis Shammai. The Mishnah in the first Mishnah in the Masechta began by telling us about 3 ways of doing Kiddushin, one of which is Kiddushei Kesef, and it spoke about how much Kesef you need for Kiddushei Kesef. That the Beis Hillel holds you need a Pruta or a Shavar Pruta, Beis Shammai holds you need a Dinar or a Shavar Dinar. So we started to explain why Beis Shammai insists on a Dinar. We had 2 explanations yesterday. The Gemara is going to add 2 more explanations today of why it is that you need a dinar. Once we get involved in the discussion about currency, so the Gemara is going to discuss the value of a pruta. How much is a pruta really? Does the value of a pruta change over time based on whatever currency we happen to be using? Is it 1/8 of an Isra'i Talki or 1/6 of an Isra'i Talki? So a lot of currency discussion. The Gemara is going to talk about for Kiddushei Safek, whether we're machmir in anything that might be worth a pruta anywhere. Let's say you have something that's not worth a pruta right here, but it could be worth a pruta somewhere else. Does that make a difference? The fact that it might be worth a pruta somewhere else. And the Gemara holds that if the Gemara is going to discuss in Amud Beis, that if the item that's given for Kiddushin is less than a pruta, is it... we can quote the sheet of Rav Chista, that even if even if the item given for kedushin is less than a pruta, it's no good, and we're not worried that it's worth a pruta somewhere else, or that maybe there are edim somewhere else that know that it was worth a pruta at the time of the kedushin. And then the Gemara is going to get into 8 different situations which are inappropriate for a person to do that Rav would give Malkus Midrabanan for. And we're going to discuss whether he actually gave Malkus Midrabanan for all those 8 situations. Many of them relate to Kiddushin, and that's why we're going to give this list of 8 things that Rav didn't like that he would give Malkus for. And then at the very end of the daf, we're getting to the sugya of Shtikus Alachar Matan Maos, which we'll explain when we get there. But let's begin about 8 lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, again explaining Shitas Beis Shammai, why it is that he insists on a dinar or a shava dinar rather than a pruta or a shava pruta. So now we're up to explanation number 3. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish omer, Tamayi de Beis Shammai ki de Chizkiya. Beis Shammai is based on the opinion of Chizkiya, da Amar Chizkiya, Amar Kra. The pasuk says when it comes to an Eved Ivri or an Ame Ivriya buying themselves out of their slavery early, the halach is, let's say Neved Ivri's term of employment is always 6 years. After 6 years, he goes free, unless you do a special thing where you pierce his ear and you keep him on for longer, but typically it's 6 years. So let's say you paid $12,000 for the services of that Neved Ivri. That means it's $2,000 a year. So 4 years into it, he decides that he wants to go free. He has the option to buy himself out, to buy the remaining years of service out, and we prorate. We don't say, oh, well, maybe he's gotten stronger since then and or more experienced and his last years are more valuable than his earlier years, or maybe he's gotten weaker and his earlier years are more valuable than his later years. No, we just prorate very simply, very straightforward. $2,000 a year, if he's got 2 years left, it's going to be $4,000 and it'll go free. By Noam Ivri also, there's this idea of Giron Kesef. So what does this have to do with Kiddushin? Well, we're going to see the Gemara is sort of saving this till the end of the discussion, but the Gemara is going to say that we're assuming that there's a connection between the amount of money paid to buy an Ame Ivriya, the minimum amount of money that needs to be paid to buy an Ame Ivriya, and the minimum amount of money that you need to use for Kiddushin. But with working with that assumption, the following conversation is therefore meaningful. Chizkiya says, the Pasuk says, Vavdei, Melamit Shemegara'as Mipidyon Aviyotza, that we have this din that an Ame Ivriya can do Giron Kesef. She can buy herself out of her remaining years of service. So apparently, how does she do that? She takes a percentage of the purchase price and pays that out based on a prorated assessment of how much she's worked, how much time she has left. Well, if the original purchase price was a dinar, so you understand how she might be able to buy herself out, because there are smaller currencies than a dinar, there are smaller denominations than a dinar. So she may have worked a couple of years with a dinar, based on a dinar purchase price, and she'll be able to give a few prutos to get herself out of the service. By an Am Ivri, it's not a 6-year term. By an Am Ivri, it's until she becomes a Gedola, so it could be less than 6 years. By Eli'i Amriti Yav LaPruta, Mipruta Mi Megara, but if the minimum purchase price of an Am Ivri is a Pruta, which means it's possible to buy an Am Ivri with a Pruta, well then there would be no such thing as Giron Kesef for an Am Ivri, because how can you buy out something that started as a Pruta? You're never going to be able to pay less than a Pruta, so the whole notion of Giron Kesef wouldn't exist by an Am Ivri if it were possible to buy her with a Pruta. So it says in Gemara, "V'dil mahachi kam rachmana hecha diyav ladinar tigra ad pruta hecha diyav lapruta la tigra klal." Who says that the possibility of giron kesef has to exist no matter what you paid for her? Maybe the possibility of giron kesef only exists when you paid a substantial sum for her. But eino chinami, you can still buy an Am Ivri with a pruta. It's just that the din of giron kesef won't apply. So the Gemara says, no such thing. Lo salkadaitach dumya di yiud, that there are certain dinim of an Am Ivri that we say about these dinim that the possibility of the din must always exist in order for her to be considered an Am Ivri. That if you don't have the possibility of applying this din, then she is not an Am Ivri to begin with. So the two dinim that we're going to say this about are the din of Giron Kesef, that if when you bought her, there's no chance, there's no even possibility of Giron Kesef, of her buying herself out the rest of the years of service, well then she's not an Am Ivri to begin with. And we learn that from the din of Yiyud. Yiyud is a halacha that when you buy an Am Ivri, you could designate her as a wife, either for yourself or for your son, and the money that you gave is like the Kiddushe Kesef, and she becomes the wife of the master. That can also, we're about to darshan that an Am Ivri can only be an Am Ivri if at the time that you bought her there's a chance at Yiyud. How might there not be a chance at Yiyud? Let's say I take my daughter and I sell her to her own brother. So there's no chance at Yiyud because it would be usur for her brother to take her as a wife. So therefore she couldn't be an Am Ivri to her own brother. It just wouldn't work. The whole notion doesn't exist. So we say that the din of Giron Kesef is similar to the din of Yiyud. My Yiyud, Alpha Gavdi, Bayi Miyaid, Vi Bayi Lo Miyaid. Even though you always have the option of yes doing Yiyud, not doing Yiyud, you may take her as a wife, you may not take her as a wife. But if it's not even a possibility to be miyaid, well then the whole sale is invalid. She is not an Am Ivri. So Achinami over here, the same is true when it comes to Giron Kesef. Love is Venus Vini. If it's not even a possibility to do Giron Kesef, then the entire sale is an invalid sale. She cannot be an Am Ivri without the possibility of Giron Kesef. So all we've shown so far is that in order to buy an Am Ivri, the minimum purchase price can't be a Pruta. It's got to be more than a Pruta, because you always need the possibility of Giron Kesef. Now here's the clincher. V'kidushe isha l'beishamai nafka l'me Am Ivri. Beishamai says that the minimum amount to use for kiddushin is derived from the minimum amount of money they have to pay for an Am Ivri. Ma Am Ivri bepruta l'makanya. Just like you cannot be kona an Am Ivri with a pruta, you need a dinar. Af isha bepruta l'mikdasha. So too, when it comes to an isha, a woman cannot be mikdashas with a pruta. So says the Gemara. Ve'ema palga de dinar. Ve'ema shtei prutos. Okay, good. You've shown me that you can't buy an Am Ivri or you can't be mikdash an isha with a pruta. But how do you know that it has to be a dinar? Maybe it's a half a dinar. Maybe it's two prutos. Who says that it's got to be a dinar? All we need to do is make it some multiple of a pruta so that there could be Giron Kesef using a pruta. So how do we know that it has to actually be a dinar? My answer is, kiven da pikdei mi pruta, ukma a dinar. That once we say that it's not a pruta, so we automatically go straight to the next lowest currency, which is a dinar, meaning rather than dealing in fractions of currencies or multiples of currencies, two prutos, half a dinar, we go to the next currency. It makes most sense to assume that that's what we're talking about. To be mekadesh nisha, to buy an Am Ivri, it's got to be a dinar. Now, when it comes to yiud, the Gemara had this suggestion that if this statement that if yiud is not even a possibility then the whole sale of the Yom Ivri will be invalid. And so too, when it comes to Giron Kesef, if it's not even a possibility, the whole sale will be invalid. Tosrid quotes Machlokes Rishonim by Giron Kesef. Which Kesef is the Yom Ivri Gorea from in order to go L'Cheiros? Rabbeinu Tam holds Giron Kesef is Mi Kesef Kinyana, that we count the years based on the amount of money that she was bought for, and she returns whatever, like we explained before, that she gives back whatever money is prorated is for the years of service she has remaining. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, a nirtza is eno nikna bekesef, doesn't have giron kesef, meaning someone who's never nirtza, who has the piercing in the ear, who's stuck forever, so he doesn't have a din, stuck to the oval, he doesn't have a din of giron kesef. And the same is true because his kinyan wasn't with kesef, his kinyan was with the piercing, so there's no base value to base the giron off of, even though there may be, you know, the number of years left till yovel, but there's no base value to work off of. And the same is true, says Rabbeinu Tam, if it's not only kesef that you could be konan eved with, you could be konan eved with shtar. So let's say you did kinyan shtar, also wouldn't have a din of giron kesef because there was no kesef, there's no base value of kesef. And his raya is from a gemara that we're going to have in a couple of days that says that we learn kinyan kesef amivria from vehefta that megaras mipidyon viyotzeis. So if you say even someone who's nicknames b'shtar could be yotze b'giron kesef, how do I know that an amivria could be nicknames b'kesef? Meaning the gemara is going to say the way we know an amivria is nicknames b'kesef is from the fact that there's giron kesef. But if you say that there could be giron kesef even when she's nicknames b'shtar, so then it's not a raya that she could be nikna b'kesef. That is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Tosas Rid disagrees and holds that even when there's a kinyan b'shtar, there's still a din of giron kesef because the giron is not from the kesef hakinyan. It's mikesef shavya. You take your actual value. So even if you're kona b'shtar, she could be megareya from the kesef that you paid for her value, meaning not the kesef that was used for the kinyan kesef. Meaning at some point, even if you were the method of kinyan you used was a shtar, but you paid whatever she's worth as well. So it's that the giron kesef works off of.
You paid two prutos, and the giron, in a sense, if you take it over the 6 years, you start going below the one pruta value.
So then you can't do it, right?
So no, you're saying it would have to be a minimum price of 6 prutos, the buyer.
That would have to be a minimum price of 2 prutos.
No, I'm saying, no, that's exactly my question. Because then as you go through the 6-year calculation, if she wants to redeem herself...
It doesn't have to be that 1 year. It could be just at any point. There has to be a possibility.
She has the potential, even though it's her value by the 4th year is under...
Right. So I think as long as you have the potential at some point within the 6 years. Because there's always going to be a point where you don't have the potential anymore. The last 3 seconds of her...
Unless it's done by year. I was wondering, is it a day by day or is it just by year?
No, I would imagine it could be day by day. I don't see why it should be done by year. So that's... right. So that's all the third understanding of Shitas Beis Shammai. Now the Gemara moves on to the fourth understanding of Shitas Beis Shammai. Rav Amar Hainu Taim De Beis Shammai Shaloyu Benos Yisrael Kehefir. That the Shitas Beis Shammai is very simple. That he doesn't want it that you could be Makadish, a Jewish girl, for only a pruta. That is, there should be a little more dignity for Jewish girls. It shouldn't be with just a pruta. Rashi says, is this a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? So he says, mi d'oraisa, it can be that she could be acquired with the pruta, but mi d'rabbanan, the rabbanan were concerned for her dignity, and therefore we don't want her to be treated like hefker. So says Rashi, but wait a second, if mi d'oraisa, she's married, how could the rabbanan come along and say that she's not married? So Rashi says, even though the Gemara doesn't say it, this is another example of hafka'as kiddushin, of hafkin rabbanan kiddushin minay, which is amazing that the first two examples we have in Maseches Kiddushin of Hafka'as Kiddushin, the Gemara forgot to tell us that we're actually using Hafka'as Kiddushin on Vavim Beis as well. When it came to Chalipin, Tosa said on the bottom of Vavim Beis, that was also Hafka'as Kiddushin. That was also Din of Hafka'inu, and the Gemara just didn't say those words. Over here too, Rashi says the Gemara is just not saying those words. Says the Mitzvah, according to this, you have to say that Yesh Koch V'Yad Chamim to be Mafkia Kiddushin D'Oraisa, because anyone who's Mekadish is Mekadish Al Das. Chachamim. So the Chachamim have the right to be mafkia the Kiddushin. But the Ritva then gives another interpretation. He says that the Svara of Rava, of Lo Yibnos Yisrael, is a Svara Mida Oraisa, that the Torah's Makbir al Kvodan Shal Benos Yisrael. And therefore the Torah established the din of Kiddushin to be a dinar and not a pruta. So then you don't have to say that this depends on Hafka'as Kiddushin. The Ritva understands that this is a din Mida Oraisa. Where's the pasuk? It's a svara, and a strong enough svara would be a din d'oraisa as well. Okay, says the Gemara further now at the two dots. So Beisilah said that you could be mekadesh nisha with a pruta. You don't need to be mekadesh with a dinar specifically. Savar of Yosef Lemaimer, of Yosef thought to say that pruta, when Beisilah says pruta kolduhu, it means whatever generation the sheer pruta is, whatever matbeya, whatever coin you refer to as a pruta in your generation, in your place, that's called a pruta, even if it's less than 1/8 of an isar ha'italki, which is the value that the Mishnah assigned to a pruta. You can be mekadesh nisha with it. So Amalei Abayis, Abayi asked Rav Yosef, v'halakha Tani, but on the sheet of Beisil, it says in the Mishnah, Kami Yiprutach, Mishwana Beisil Yitalki. It says Beferish in the Mishnah, not just say Givim Kaddish Bepruta, but it says how much a Pruta is worth, and it's 1/8 of an Isra Yitalki. V'chi Teimahani Mili B'Dorosh Al Moshe. And if you can say, oh, the Mishnah must have been talking about in the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu. Aval Hacha, but in later generations, Kedachashu Lulinshi. Then Pruta changes to whatever people use a Pruta, whatever people refer to as a Pruta, even if it's way less than what a Pruta was worth in the door of Moshe. But when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he said about a story that happened in front of Rabbi Simai about a woman who was niskacha with a pruta that was less than 1/8 of Nisri Italki. And what happened? Shir Rabbi Simai bidoru kamahi pruta echem nishmon of Nisri Italki. And Rabbi Simai paskin, then no, pruta has to be 1/8 of Nisri Italki. And if the pruta that you use is not worth 1/8 of Nisri Italki, well then there's no kiddushin. V'chiyasa Rabin Amar, Rabbi Dustaiv, Rabbi Yanev, Rabbi Oshaya, Shiru, Kamavi Pruta, Echem Yishisha B'Yisra Yitalki. And they had their own assessment of a Pruta, that it's got to be 1/6 of an Yisra Yitalki. But whichever way you hold, whether it's 1/8 or 1/6, you see that there is a set designated value for the Pruta that has to be used for Kiddushin, and it doesn't just completely shift based on the door. Amalei Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef said back to Abaye, Ihachi, if that's the din, that in all the generations we always have to assess a pruta as a function of a percentage of the Isra Yitalki, of the 1/8, or perhaps even the 1/6 of the Isra Yitalki, Hainu Ditanina, what we learned in a brisa with regard to a different halacha. If someone is nena from Hegdish Beshogeg, someone gets hana'a from Hegdish Beshogeg, he has to bring carbon asham that's worth shnei slaim. Because the pasuk says, Vahavias Hashem, I think it's this week's parasha, Vahavias Hashem al Hashem, Ayil Tamim and Atzon Berkha Kesef Shkalim. So the pasuk says that it's got to be Kesef Shkalim. And Tseva Chashov, so let's try to figure out just how terrible it is to do an Avera. How not worth it is to do an Avera. How much Hana'a do you have to get from Hagdish in order to be chayiv to bring this karban that's going to cost you shtei slaim? You get one pruta worth of Hana'a from Hagdish, b'shogeg, and you have to bring the karban worth shtei slaim. Well, kama prutas b'shnei slaim. How many prutas are there in shnei slaim? Yoser me'al payim. There are more than 2,000 prutas in shnei slaim. So look how much you have to pay it in spades in order when you get Hana'a. So not worth doing the Avera. So says the Marva, wait a second. If a Pruta is always defined objectively as 1/8 of an Isra Yitalki, that Cheshbin is not true. Then there aren't more than 2,000 Prutos in Shtei Slaim. Hashta Alpayim Lohavin, it's not even 2,000. Yasser Me Alpayim Karilu, you're going to call that more than 2,000? Samalu Husaba Anataninala. Karav la alpayim. He said, I had a different text. My text of the line was not that it's more than 2,000, but that it's close to 2,000, which means close to but less. Says Gemara, yeah, but it's not even really close. Sof alpa v'chamish me'ev v'tlas and v'shita. Now, obviously, all the Rishonim here do the math, but I'm not going to do the math. So he says it still comes out to 1,000. 536, which is not really close to 2,000. It's way off from 2,000. And which is not even close. Yeah, we call that close sometimes. If it's closer to 2,000 than it is to 1,000, we'll call that close to 2,000. That's okay. That's fair that we're allowed to call that Karav La'alpayim. So now the Gemara is going to discuss the Shitos of Amoraim that we just mentioned before about how much a pruta actually is, meaning assuming that there's an objective value to a pruta, what is that objective value? Gufa, kiyasrav dimi amar, shia Rabbi Simai bidara kami pruta, echon mishman b'isra italki. Rabbi Simai did the cheshbon, and it was 1/8 of an isra italki. Kiyasar Ravan amar, shia Rabbi Distai, Rabbi Yaniv, Rabbi Oshaya, kami pruta, echon mishisha b'isra italki, that they came to the assessment that it's 1/6 of an isra italki. So Abai explains whether the Tanaim have the same machlokas that the Amoraim have. Amle Abai l'Rav Dimi, neima at v'ravin b'plukta dahani Tanai kama flugisu. It could be that this machlokas Amoraim, 1/8 versus 1/6, is really a machlokas Tanaim. D'tanya, because we learned in a braisa as follows, pruta sh'amru chachamim, echon mishmona b'isra italki. Tanakama says that when the chachamim say a pruta, they mean 1/8 of an isra italki, and the braisa does the math. How does it come out? Sheish ma'a kesef dinar. There is 6 ma'os kesef in a dinar. Ma'a shnei pundyonin. Every ma'a has 2 pundyonin. Pundyon shnei isarin. Every pundyon has 2 isarin. Isar shnei musmesim. Every isar has 2 musmesim. Mismes shnei kuntronkin. Every mismes has 2 kuntronkin. Kuntrank shnei prutos. Every kuntrank has 2 prutos. Nimsa pruta achar mishron of isar italki. So it turns out that a pruta is 1/8 of an isar italki. Rameshulam liel omer shlosha adras in the mar. Rameshulam liel says the sheer pruta is 1/6 of an isar italki. And the cheshbon is like this. Shlosha adras in the mar. There are 3 points called a hadras in a ma'a. Shnei hansin lahadras. 2 hansin in a hadras. Shnei shminin lahans. 2 shminin for a hans. Shnei prutos l'shamin. 2 prutos for a shamin. Nimtza pruta achaz mishish b'yisra italki. So it comes out to 1/6 of an yisra italki. Ooh, so you see that in machlokas tanaim, whether it's 1/8 or 1/6, so it's not just a machlokas amarayim. Lema demara amar katana kama v'ravin damar kram shem gumliel. So Rav Dimi holds like the tanakama, the shir pruta is 1/8 of an yisra italki. And Ravin also Rav Shungum Liel that Shir Pruta is 1/6 of an Isra Italki. So Amalei Rav Dimi says back to Abaye, Bain Didi, Bain Ravin, whether you say like me or whether you say like Ravin, Aliba the Tanakama, we're both going to fit into the sheet of the Tanakama. Ah, you said that Ravin seems to be more aligned with Rav Shungum Gamliel, that it's 1/6? No, lo kasha. That's not a kasha. That the reason of Ravin is not because Prutos became more valuable and now they are 1/6 of an Isra Italki. Rather, we're talking about 2 totally separate cases. Hada Iyakri Isure, Vadzizul Isure. When I said the Shir of Pruta is 1/8 of an Isser, that's talking about where the Isarim were more valuable. The Pruta didn't change, the Isser changed. And when Ravin said the Shir of Pruta is 1/6 of an Isser Italki, that's at a time where the value of the Isser was very low. So, that's why the relative value of the Pruta to the Isser changed. Hadi Yakiri Sure Kum Esrim Va'arba Bezuza, when the Isar became very valuable, so it was 24 Isar for a Zuz. Hadazol Kum Tlasim to train Bezuza. When it was cheap, it was 32 Isar for a Zuz, and that's why the shear of the Pruta changed. But that's it. But really, it's if the Isar were to stay steady, then everyone would agree that it's really 1/8 of an Isar Italki, like our Mishnah says. Good.
So the Pruta stays fixed then relative to a dinar at the 192 relationship.
It seems so. Very, yeah. So the Gemara now is going to explain that even if you're Mekadesh for something that's worth less than a Shavaputa, it could be that we still have to be Choshesh, that there's Kiddushin on some level, that there might be a concern that there's Kiddushin even if what you used is actually worth less than a Shavaputa. So says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Kitcha bitmara. Afilu omit kor tmarim bedinar. Let's say you're makadish a girl with one date. Even if a core of dates, which is a massive amount of dates, costs a dinar mukudasha. So each date is worth way less than a pruta, still mukudashas. Why? Chashin and shema shava pruta b'madai. Because even though it may not be worth a pruta here, but where dates are more in demand, it could be that it's worth a pruta somewhere else. And therefore it's going to be a kiddushin. So here's a machlokas rishonim. What is this chashash of shmol shema shava pruta? Madai. Tosfia Zakin writes that even if you know that it's worth a pruta in Madai, it's still only going to be a Safik Kiddushin. That the fact that the Safik is, if you need the Shavu Pruta b'makom shemekadesh osa, do you need it to be worth the Shavu Pruta where you are? Or maybe Shavu Pruta somewhere in the world is enough to make the Kiddushin. And it's always going, that's going to be the Safik, and it's still going to be a Safik even if you know for sure it costs a pruta somewhere else. Tosfia writes that Shmuel is definitely not choshish to say that there's a kiddush midarais over here, because by hegdish and gezel we always say in the chayel makom v'shaito, you can't be on top of all the world markets and know exactly what everything is worth everywhere. So if it's not worth a pruta where you are, the kiddush is definitely not chal midaraisa. What Shmuel means to say is that we're choshish midarabanan. It's a gzeres chachamim that you might find a person from Madai who's going to see that an isha is miskadosh Petamar, and that she's Eina Mekudeshes, and he's going to go back to Madai and he's going to say, guess what, everyone? If you're Mekadesh with a Tamar, it's not a good Kiddushin, and there's going to be Matir and Eishas Ish, because over there, being Mekadesh with a Tamar will be a good Kiddushin. So it's all a concern, Midrabanan. That's how Tosus understands. Some of the Rishonim say that Midar Reis, it's not a good Kiddushin, because we find by Hegdish and Gezel, Eilchal Makom of Shaito, and Mishum Chumras Eishas Ish. It's not because of the concern, it's just Chumras Eishas Ish. They consider, Rabban consider it a Kiddushei Safek. But this is the major machlokas Rishonim. The Rishonim also discuss what if you know bivadaus that it's worth a shavu pruta somewhere else. Would you say that the woman is then going to be mukadashas because you gave her something that's worth a pruta somewhere? Or do you say no, even if you know bivadaus that it's worth a pruta somewhere else, it's still only Safek Kiddushin? That's what we point out. Tosriya Zakeh thinks even if you know bivadaus, it's still only Safek Kiddushin. Not the simplest reading of the Gemara. The simplest reading of the Gemara is that that you're choshish for Kiddushin because Cheshinon Shema Shava Pruta B'Madai. It might be worth a Pruta B'Madai. If it's definitely worth a Pruta B'Madai, sounds like, yeah, well, then we definitely have what to worry about. So this is also a significant machlokas in the Rishonim. So, frek the Gemara v'anan t'nan beisil lom b'pruta b'shava pruta. But doesn't our Mishnah say that beisil holds that we assess based on a Pruta and a Shava Pruta, meaning not based on what it might be worth somewhere else? So lokasha, habi kiddushei vadai, habi kiddushei safek. In order to create kiddushei vadai, it's got to be worth a pruta over here. But in order to, so when Beis Hillel says that it's only going to be chal, if there's a pruta, it's only going to be kiddushei vadai if there's a pruta. When Shmuel says, even with pachas, a pruta might be worth a pruta somewhere else, that's what about kiddushei safek, that it will at least be safek kiddushin. Ho gavr da'aktish bezavda du'urdi. There was a guy that was a mekadesh woman with a bundle of moch, of like stuffing, of wool. Yosef of they said, okay, let's assess, let's analyze. Is this worth a Shavu Pruta or is it not worth a Shavu Pruta? It's very interesting that you could do that, that you're allowed to analyze after the fact, is it worth a Shavu Pruta or is it not? Meaning, you don't have to know in advance that it definitely was worth a Shavu Pruta. We had a whole discussion, if you know for sure the silk is worth a Pruta, you just don't know how much more than a pruta it's worth, so a whole machlokas whether you need to assess or not. So the post can discuss in general, are there things that you're allowed to be mevarer after the fact that were unknown at the time of kiddushin other than the value of the pruta? What about the identity of the kala? Meaning if you have a very thick veil and the Edom can't see the kala, Chassidish Minig is that they have, that you're not able to see the face of the kala. So as Poskim discuss, is that a valid kiddushin? It's not stam that the Litvish Minig is not that way. The Litvish Minig is not that way because they're concerned that the Edom need to see the face of the kala. So a lot of times they'll make them lift up the veil just so they could be made on the kiddushin. Others say no. After the chuppah, they'll see that was the kala the whole time. Now that that woman in the dress. Was that woman? They'll be able to know afterwards. It's just like being able to tell that it was a pruta afterwards. So that's a discussion in the poskim based on that issue. Someone, one of my talmidim told me he was at a chasna, or was a chasidish mishpacha, but somehow they had a relationship with Rav Ben Chaim, who was a svarik Rosh Yeshiva, and he was one of the Eidei Kiddushin. Rav Ben Chaim was one of the Eidei, and he refused. He would not serve as an Eid Kiddushin until they showed him the kali. He said, I have no idea who that woman is. I don't see who that woman is. You have to show who the woman is in order to be able to be in the Eid Kiddushin. But that's a machlokes. Okay, so if it's worth a shavapruta in ilolo, the less for shavapruta lo, varmer shmul chashina. Well, wait a second. If it's not worth the shavapruta, then we're just going to say it's a zero, it's a nothing. But didn't Shmuel say we have to be choshesh that it is worth the shavapruta somewhere? Lo kasha. Habi kiddushin vaday, habi kiddushin safek. Yeah, to create a safek kiddushin, it might be worth the fact that it might be worth a pruta somewhere will suffice, but not to create a vaday kiddushin. Hu gavra da aktish ba'avnu de kuchla. There was a person that was mekadish with a blue stone. Yosef of chisav kamishar leyispi shavapruta in ilo lo. So again, they were doing the assessment: is it worth a pruta? Is it not worth a pruta? So says Gemar, if you be shavapruta lo, and if it's not worth the shavapruta, it's nothing. Varm Shmuel chashinan. Didn't Shmuel say that we're choshish that it might be worth a pruta somewhere? So Rav Chisav disagrees. He doesn't think that the fact that it's worth a pruta somewhere makes any difference. Amrli imeva hu yamad katcha have be shavapruta. So then is the mother of that woman said to Rav Chista, even if right now it's not worth the shavapruta, you're doing the assessment too late. The kiddushin was 6 months ago. The day of the kiddushin, it was worth a pruta. So shouldn't you have to be choshesh that the kiddushin is chal because of that? Amar Allah, Sort of Chista said to this mother, lav kol kiminach da asartalach abasra. You don't have the right to be made that the kiddushin or rishonim, that the initial kiddushin was chal, and to aser your daughter on anyone else who comes to be mekadesher. Meaning you don't have the emunos to say that it was worth a shavapruta at the time of the kiddushin. Lav hainu to Yehudis to bitu d'Rabchia. Isn't this exactly like the story that happened with Yehudis, who was the wife of Rabchia, Davilotzar Leda, who was suffering something terrible during childbirth, and she was because she gave birth to twins. Rashi tells us, and it was a very very challenging childbirth, and she wanted to become asra on her husband, so that she shouldn't ever give birth again, and she shouldn't have to go through this pain again. So Amrle, she said to Rabbi Chia, you know something? Amrle aim kibul bich avuch kiddushe kizutras. My mother once told me that my father accepted kiddushin for me when I was a katana. We never identified the man who was the one that gave kiddushin to my father. So I'm an ashes ish, and I'm not married to you. You're not allowed to be with me anymore. So Amrle, Rabbi Chia said, nice try. Lav kol kimina di imach. That your mother doesn't have the right to make you asr to me. Every mother-in-law would pull that trick. Your mother doesn't have the right to say that you're asr to me based on saying that the father was mekabel kiddushin. Now there's an interesting discussion in the Pnimei Halacha section of the Masifta over here that apparently by Tsar Leda, because she was going through such Tsar Leda, she tried to asr herself Al Baila. The Gemara Yevamos and Samachem Beis says that Yehudas had this Tsar Leda, so Shinsa Begadela, she changed her clothing, came to Rabbi Chia, her husband, and asked him if a woman is Mechuyiv in Pruravu. And he said, no, Halach is a woman is not Mechuyiv in Pruravu. So she went and she drank a Kos Ikrin. She went and she made it that she wouldn't be able to have, she sterilized herself, she wouldn't be able to have any other children. When her husband heard about this, he was very, very upset, and he said, I wish you wouldn't have drunk that. I would have loved to have another set of twins. It would have been even better to have another set of twins. So the postman aren't sure what to do with that maisa. Meaning, is a woman allowed to decide because it's too much of a pain that she doesn't want to have more children? She doesn't want to have children. Can she stop herself from giving birth when she has Tsar Leda? Or, and where do you draw the line? Is what if they have financial issues? Or it's difficult for her to raise children. She's having difficulty with raising raising children. Sefer Chassidim writes that lo yachshov a tzaddik shu ani, that a tzaddik who's poor should not think, if I have another baby, then how am I going to be able to support the baby? Ze mechusrei amana. Anyone who thinks that is mechusrei amana. So I know my own rebbeim disagree about this this issue. Rabbi Willig always says that it should not be a cheshbon. How you do your best, and the tuition should certainly not be a cheshbon, but even the support of the children, if you can emotionally handle it, you have to have bitachon, that everything's going to work out, and you have as many as you can. And Rav Shechter always says, yeah, within reason. But once it gets unreasonable, then you don't have to. He doesn't think tuition. He thinks that the tuition is something that ultimately will fall on halachically it's communal responsibility. So he says, so if you can't afford tuition when you're younger, so you take tuition assistance, and then when you get older, you keep on paying it. He said he's paid Breuer's way more than all of his tuition assistance he took over the years from when he sent his kids. So okay, so you keep on paying it. But that's a major discussion in the postkim. To what extent are these a factor in terms of having children, but way beyond the scope of a daf yomi right now? Okay, so Amar la lav kol. So yes, so says the Gemara Vayter. I'm the Rabban Rav Chista. So Rabban said to Rav Chista, Amai heika sadi b'disti adi debahu yomah have b'shav pruta. So going back to our original story, meaning where that it might have been worth a shavar pruta somewhere else, they said, why aren't you choshish for the original kedushin? There was a rumor that there are witnesses in a place called Idis that know that on the day of the kedushin it was worth a shavar pruta. So hashtami alo lesnu kaman. So he said, yeah, there may be witnesses somewhere. There may be rumors of witnesses somewhere, but right now I don't see those witnesses, and therefore it's not an issue. Lav hainad Rabbi Chanina. This is exactly what Rabbi Chanina taught us in Maseches Ksubis. Dam Rabbi Chanina taught in regard to the case the Gemara talks about in Ksubis Daf Chav Gimel, where the daughters of Shmuel were held captive, and after they were let free, they said that they claimed that they were tahoros, that they were not taken advantage of in their captivity. And Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, who was a Kohen, that he's allowed to marry one of them. He doesn't have to worry that she was nivela l'pasula. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba says, but there's a call going around that they were held captive, and if there's Edim, that a woman who was held captive and she says Torah, and she's not believed. So Rabbi Chanina said, yeah, but right now I don't see those Edim, so she's not Asura Lekohen. Edah B'tzadistan V'teaser. Her Edim may be somewhere else in the world. That's going to be enough to ask her here? No, it's not enough to ask her. You're a Kohen, you're allowed to marry her. Abai v'Rava lo svir la de Rav Chista. Abai and Rava disagree with Rav Chista. They hold that if there are rumors that there are Edim somewhere, that this item was worth a Shavu Prut at the time of Kiddushin, you have to be choshish for that. In Mekilu b'Shvu, yeah, we may have been making a Maseches Ksubis about a woman who is in captivity, because a woman who's held in captivity will do whatever she can to look as unattractive as possible to her captors so that they won't want to sleep with her. But nekel beishas ish, you're going to be makel by an eishas ish, where you don't have this svara that she's trying to be manavel herself and make herself look as unattractive, and you're not going to be choshish for a kol that maybe it was worth the item used for kiddushin was worth a pruta. So ishtar meahi a mishpacha, the Gemara says that this mishpacha, the Rav Chisa was matir, the mother to get married to the second guy, so there was left of that mishpacha besura, in Sura, parsha Rabbanu Minei, and the Rabbanan always stayed away from that mishpacha. V'lav mishum desfil Shmuel, the reason they stayed away from that mishpacha is not because they're worried, they hold like Shmuel, that you always have to worry that maybe it's worth a pruta somewhere else, rather it's because they hold like Abaye v'Rava that it may have been worth a pruta at the Shas Kiddushin, not that it may be worth a pruta somewhere else, even though we knew it wasn't worth a pruta here, but because it may have been worth a pruta here at the Shas Kiddushin. Hu gavra da'akdish b'shutisa da'asa. There was a guy that was Makadish woman with a branch of a hadas b'shuka in the open market. That's where he did the Kiddushin. Shalcha ravacha barhuna l'kamed Rav Yosef ke'agav namai. So they sent him message from Yosef, what's the halach over here? This item, this hadas, is worth very, very little. Shalachlei nagde krav, give him malchus like Rav, which we'll explain in a second why he gets malchus. Visurkita kishmuel, and he's going to require a get in accordance with the sheet of Shmuel, because you have to worry that maybe somewhere in the world the hadas is worth a pruta. The Rav Man, so why would you give Malkus though? The Rav Man Gedal the Mekadish B'Shuka. Rav gave Malkus for 8 things. One of them is for being Mekadish woman in the Shuk. It's not so tznua to be Mekadish woman in the Shuk. Val the Mekadish B'Bia, he also gave Malkus on someone who's Mekadish with Bia. Val the Mekadish B'lo Shiduche, and he gave Malkus for someone who's Mekadish without dating first, without getting to know the girl at all. Val the Mevata, without setting up the arrangement before. Val the Mevata Gita, and for someone who's Mevata Leget. Rashi explains, someone sends a get to his wife, and he catches up with the shliach, and he says, oh, the get that I gave to you is batal, that we still have to be choshesh, the shliach is still going to deliver it to the wife. Tosfos says, no, that can't be the case. Why would you be choshesh if you actually told the shliach that you're being batal the get? Why would you be choshesh the shliach is such a rasha that he would still give that get to the wife and have the woman believe that she's divorced when she's not? No, Tosfos says that the case is that you're mevatel shelo b'fnei the shliach. That you're mevatel get without telling the shliach. Va'al demaser moda'a agita. And someone who gives a moda'a on a get, meaning he says in advance that I'm writing this get, but I have no kavana that this get should really be lishma, should really work, because I'm being forced into it. Va'al demitzar shluchat rabbanan. Or someone who causes pain to the shluchat rabbanan when they come to subpoena him to Beis Din, and he gives a hard time. Val the chalas shamta ilavei tosin yom, someone who's had a cherim on him for 30 days. Val chasana de dair bechamua, and by a son-in-law that lives by the mother-in-law's house. Says more de dair in chaloflo. Sounds like only if he lives by the mother-in-law's house, but if he's just there a little bit once in a while, it's not a problem. Val chasana de chalaf abab de bechamua v'nagdei Rav Sheshes. But what about that son-in-law that used to go to the mother-in-law's house and didn't live there, and still Rav Sheshes gave him malchus? Who made them avadai mechamas emineh? In that case, we knew that there was something going on over there. The mother-in-law was very suspect over there. Now, Dai Amri Bakul Laman Kid Rav El Adam Kadish Bibia Below Shiduchi. In Nardar, they said that Rav only gave Malkus for one of these things, for someone who's Mekadish with Bia and without Shiduchim. Vigadamri Afilu Bishiduchinami Mishon Pritzusa. And some say, no, anyone who's Mekadish with Bia, period, even with Shiduchim, because it's a Pritzus to be Mekadish with Bia. Tosfos says two deos what the Pritzus is. Is the Pritzus that you need Edim for Kiddushei Bia, and that's a Pritzus to have Edim involved? Or is the Pritzus just that the very first connection, that they're the halachic connection they're going to have, is going to be Al Yidei Bia? And that's a Pritzus to build the entire relationship on the first connection being Al Yidei Bia. It's also a fascinating topic about the son-in-law living by the mother-in-law's house. There's a minhag that when a couple is engaged, that the son-in-law doesn't stay by the in-laws for Shabbos, stays by a neighbor or something else. It may very well relate to this Gemara. There's big machlokes we've shown him what it means. The son-in-law who's already married, son-in-law who's going to be married, is it a chashash about the mother-in-law? That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. Or is it a chashash about the kala, that we're afraid that he's gonna be with the kala? So that's an interesting discussion in its own right, but again, for a different time. But I'll pick up with that Hugavra tomorrow.